Today, one man, one opinion. Can he start lots of trouble? Can you handle it? Today on Audio Boom. Anyway, hi, welcome everyone. It's Jared Jika. Jerry Jika. Call me Jared and I may not answer you. AKA Jim and Jerry, how's everyone this morning? So, as those of you on Twitter saw, we have a bit of an update to the whole Adkins Forever safe security. Only this time I can't prove it. Why? Because now the guy, I'm just going to call it as I see it. He's called my house line enough times. He has the number. Although, when he called yesterday, he called the cell phone saying, "I don't have your house number." Sorry, but I smell bullshit. You know the calls are recorded. You know your ass is in trouble. All I gotta say, folks, yesterday's call was one big nugget of shit. Okay? I really wish he would have called the house phone, because I would have loved to have had this recorded. Because he calls me to talk about this whole security system thing, and he's telling me how this company, you know, his third-party billing company that he was using, supposedly now has taken $12,000 out of him, and he cannot continue doing his security business. He's going to have to pay me over time when he can get a job. Now, I then tell him that one of the things that really sucks about this whole thing is that, and I even flat out told him, I said, I wish I had the email right in front of me to prove it. I said, you told me via email you bought the system back in March. I said, all I want's my system. I said, I don't care if I can't get my monitoring through you. I said, I paid you for a system. I said, I didn't pay for monitoring. I paid for the system. Oh, that, yeah, I still have that system. And I told him, I said, that's what I wanted the whole time. Oh, we can go ahead and install the, and I even told him, I said, dude, I said, even if you can't install it, I said, just bring me the damn system. Bring me the box with the system in it. If you can install it, great. We'll set up a time. If not, I'm sure Alicia and I can figure it out. Oh, no, no, we can do that. I just didn't understand, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, right. That tells me you didn't fully read my email. That tells me you didn't take me seriously. And I even called him out yesterday. And I flat out told him, I said, what do you think I am, stupid? I said, did you think I would never figure this out? You know, that you never changed the system? I said, not only that, dude. I said, do you realize what would happen if I took you to court? I said, I don't want to take you to court. But do you realize what would happen if I do? I said, I have all my duckies in a row. I have a bunch of the emails between you and I. I have video. I have the phone call that proves that you tried telling me that you, installed it. I have the video proof that shows you did not. I said, can you just imagine blind person gets screwed over by individual from security company? I said, can you imagine the media circus that would happen to you? And it's like he either doesn't get it or he's calling my bluff. So I'm going to email him. And I even told him, I said, fine. I said, email me this stuff today. You know, letting me know that this is what you're going to do, that you're going to bring the system over. I said, let's quit dicking around. Let's just get it done. Because this could have all been avoided had you just done it. Guess what, folks? No email. So, yeah. call my bluff. I don't care, because guess what's going to happen to you if you call my bluff? I'm going to, you know. I think you're full of shit, but that's just my personal opinion. I wish I would have... I hate to say this. I wish I would have never done the first bit of business with this guy. But that's just me. That's just me. So, yeah, most of you probably didn't even want to hear this, but, you know, I figured I had already put something up about it, so I figured I'd post an update. Like, unfortunately, I can't even prove it because he didn't even call. Although, like I said, I'm going to send him an email today, and I'm going to be like, look, you told me yesterday you would email me. You didn't. You live like 2.5 blocks away from me. There is no excuse. You're going to do this within the next, you know, week. And if I don't hear from you in 1 week, you're done. Matter of fact, if the system, screw if I don't hear from you. If the system is not at this house, I don't care if it's in the box, I don't care if it's installed. If I don't see that system in 1 week, you're done. So I think that's what I'm going to do. So I guess the company doesn't exist or whatever. Okay, well, I bet it's because you've done this to other people and you just don't want to admit it. Christ, you can't even admit what you did to me, so I'm willing to bet you did that. Oh, and before I go, folks, you know what he had the gall to do toward the end of the call? Do you know what he had the actual gall to do? Do you know if they're hiring where you're working? Can you get me in and get me a job? What? You lie to me. You attempt to scam me. And you want me to get you a job? How about two words for you? Fuck no! Yeah. I'm not even close to kidding, folks. Like I said, I really wish he would have called the house. So there you go. There was my exciting day yesterday. Okay, I wouldn't call it exciting, but there you go. There's my day yesterday. There's the update to everything regarding the security system crap. Yeah. the gall of some people. That's all I got to say. Anyway, tune in next time when Jim and Jerry's opinion may offend you. If it does, his job is complete. If it doesn't, he better try harder next time.